Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2289, Three Obstacles to Embracing a Healthy Work-Life Balance by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you every day, including holidays, for over 6 years. And I'm going to keep that up. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Three Obstacles to Embracing a Healthy Work-Life Balance by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Work-life balance. We all crave it, yet it seems so incredibly difficult to achieve. It's easy for us to say, it's impossible, my job is just too demanding. And that might be true. In today's workplace climate, it's all too easy for work to become a 24/7, all-consuming aspect of our lives. Yet with very few exceptions, it likely doesn't need to be this way. In my years as a corporate consultant, I've noticed that the top-tier performers in nearly every industry are deeply committed to their work-life balance. The way we spend our time at work has a direct impact on our time off, and how we spend our time off has a direct impact on our work. If you spend your leisure time in a way that is restful, enriching, and fulfilling, research shows that you will perform better in the office. So, what gets in the way of our ability to disconnect and recharge? What fuels your desire to stay in the office or prevents you from walking out the door on time? In order to find the right solution to bring your work-life balance to equilibrium, it's important to first get to the root of the problem. My conversations with clients over the years has helped me to identify three common causes for work-life imbalance. Number one, poor planning. A failure to plan ahead can put the kibosh on your work-life balance in several ways. A recent UK study found that the average office worker is productive for an average of just 2 hours and 53 minutes out of a standard 8-hour workday. If you're allowing more than half of your day to slip through your fingers due to distractions, interruptions, disorganization, and failure to look ahead, you can easily get stuck at the end of your day or up against the weekend with a huge unfinished project, causing work to flow over into your leisure time. Poor planning of your work can often result in having to take work home at night and on the weekends. On the other hand, many people experience the opposite issue, pouring all of their planning energy into their workday, squeezing every ounce of productivity out of the day, and then simply forget to take the time to plan out their personal lives in the process. Without a concrete and compelling activity to do in your leisure time, going onto the computer to get some work done, like completing a major project, will yield a greater sense of satisfaction than another night spent endlessly scrolling through Netflix. If you get to your evenings and weekend without a plan, free time tends to disappear before your very eyes. The effect is that you aren't refreshed, you lose energy and momentum, and lethargy begins to set in. You return to the office each Monday feeling more and more depleted. Number two, company culture. While there always have been and always will be certain companies and bosses who value face time and hours worked over the quality of an employee's output, studies have shown that even when a company is not putting pressure on its employees, people take on extra hours of their own volition. This is usually the result of an unconscious company culture. There's a difference between the demand for 24/7 accessibility and bad habits that have formed over time. Just because your boss sends out an email at 11 p.m. on a Friday night doesn't mean that she expects or even wants you to respond before you're back at your desk Monday morning. Dare to analyze whether your 60 plus hour work weeks are actually a demand of your role or whether unclear expectations have you tied to your inbox long past required hours. And number three, work as primary source of value. Many people are energized and most at ease when they're consumed by work. Work presents us with a sense of value and affirmation. The practical, measurable results offered by work can be more immediately gratifying than the effects of a personal life. Getting the report done, landing the contract, and running a successful meeting are tangible accomplishments with concrete results. The payoffs of a personal life, a feeling of fulfillment, energy, and love, are more ambiguous and much harder to measure, define, and access. That distinction can lead us to gravitate toward work and feelings of guilt and lack of purpose if we aren't working. For the next week, be mindful about when, why, and how often you find your work creeping into your leisure time. This will help you determine what's really standing in the way of your work-life balance. Is it external complications, or is it something about your own mindset? Once you identify the obstacle, you can more easily overcome it. You just listened to the post titled Three Obstacles to Embracing a Healthy Work-Life Balance by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Thank you to Julie. This one hits home for me as an entrepreneur. Work is definitely a huge source of value for me and could be my primary source as it's what I'm always thinking about. And on top of that, I'm not big on planning, so this one's definitely showing me different ways to think about my work. Although one thing I will say, if you're an entrepreneur like me, company culture is you, so it begins with yourself, as many things do. But in either case, think about your own work-life balance on this Friday as we head into the weekend. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.